The word of God given to us today is Luke chapter 9, verses from 12 to 17. It's page 106 in the New Testament. Allow me to read the words of God. Late in the afternoon, the 12 came to him and said, "Send the crowd away so they can go to the surrounding villages and countryside and find food and lodging, because we are in a remote place here." He replied, "You give them something to eat." They answered, "We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, unless we go and buy food for all this crowd." About 5,000 men were there. But he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50 each." The disciples did so, and everyone sat down, taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke them. Then he gave them to the disciples to distribute to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. Amen. When the time is ripe since the beginning of the public life, Jesus sent his disciples to preach the kingdom of God. Upon their return, Jesus hoped to take some rest with them alone, but he couldn't do so because of the people flooding to see him. Jesus again preached the kingdom of God to the crowd and healed the sick. Once started, Jesus kept working until the disciples suggested as follows in verse 12. Late in the afternoon, the 12 came to him and said, "Send the crowd away so they can go to the surrounding villages and countryside and find food and lodging, because we are in a remote place here." We're living in an age where time is gold. We all are aware of 9 to 5 as business hours. We need to show up on time to keep the promise. It is particularly so when it comes to a departure time of subway or railway trains. This, however, didn't apply to the time of Jesus. There was no concept of time, unlike now. In Korea as well, before modernization, when more than half of the people did farming, people were not that punctual like we are now. When returning home from field, people would have this conversation. "Let's play chess after dinner." "Sure." "That's it." They don't even make a promise when and where to meet. Nevertheless, they don't seem odd at all. They would go to a bench in the corner of the village or under a big tree where everybody knows and start playing a game of chess with anyone who comes earlier. They don't even wait for a certain friend to come and play with. Many of the crowd who followed Jesus at the time were servants, poor farmers with a small piece of land, or fishermen fishing in Galilee. That is why it was not easy for them to bring food when gathering for the word of Jesus. The number of the crowd was 5,000. Even except women and children. as most of the 12 were also farmers previously, they were not able to provide food to the crowd. So they asked Jesus to send the crowd back. But the answer of Jesus embarrassed them. In verse 13, he replied, "You give them something to eat." Jesus told the disciples to give the crowd something to eat. As mentioned last time, what is stressed in this sentence is "you," which means that you are the one who need to take care of the crowd with food. Jesus says so to figure out how faithful Philip and other disciples were. The 12 have watched how Jesus had worked and miracles that Jesus had done. The disciples saw how Jesus rebuked the storm on the lake in Galilee to subside. They saw that a demon-possessed man, naked and meaninglessly living in the tombs, was healed by Jesus. And they also saw Jesus cured a woman who took everything she had for 12 years to cure her disease, but left with ever worsening symptoms. Peter, James, and John especially watched Jesus heal the 12-year-old daughter of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. They meanwhile experienced that God was working through them by giving them the power to cure disease and expel ghosts when they were preaching the kingdom of God driven by Jesus. That is to say, Jesus taught them he was the one who ruled the nature, the spiritual world, the disease, and the death. Additionally, he wanted to make sure if the disciples correctly knew it. From the response, however, the disciples were yet to be aware of Jesus completely. The second half of verse 13 and first of verse 14 testify as follows. They answered, "We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, unless we go and buy food for all this crowd." About 5,000 men were there. Based on John, 200 denarii, or 1 year wages for 4 family members, would not be sufficient to feed all the crowd. That much money was a minimum amount to barely feed the people with a half piece of bread. At the time, Andrew, younger brother of Peter, brought 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish from a boy's lunch. Like mentioned, the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish meant to stress what was very little or nothing. To summarize the answer of disciples as we do now, Jesus, the number of men here in this empty field is 5,000. It'll take about 200 million Korean won to provide them with decent meals and drinking water, or 20 million at least. What we have right now is 2 100 coins, so we have to send them away. However, Jesus told them in latter half of verse 14 and 15 as follows. But he said to his disciples, have them sit down in groups of about 50 each. The disciples did so, and everyone sat down. Jesus had the people in the empty field sit down in groups of 50. The Greek word of katakleno, translated into sit down, means to recline on one side, which was a typical posture the people of Israel had taken when enjoying dinners or parties. Jesus did not tell them in the field, come up and get the bread and fish from the disciples. If he did, the crowd would have been reduced to the homeless seeking for food instead of those who are there for the word of everlasting life. If 50 persons recline on their side each other, it would make a 16-meter diameter circles, considering a person would take 1 meter. The area of the circle would become about 200 square meters. That way, 100 circles were made, assuming there were as many women and children as men there, and if they all made circles in the same way, they would make 160-meter diameter circles. So there might be 200 circles at least at the field. The area of 200 circles of 16-meter diameter would be around 40,000 square meters. If such an area was compared to a football stadium of about 6,600 square meters, the people would fill six stadiums. The area of Yanghuajin Foreign Missionary Cemetery is about 13,000 square meters. The area filled with the crowd reclining each other is three times bigger than Yanghuajin Cemetery. That will look truly amazing. Verse 16 and 17 testify later what Jesus did as follows. Taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke them. Then he gave them to the disciples to distribute to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. Jesus took the five loaves and the two fish and looked up to heaven and gave thanks before giving them to the disciples to give them away to the people. Giving thanks is what people do while blessing is done by God. Therefore, we give thanks to God so that God blesses us. The disciples might have been so busy to distribute the loaves and fish that Jesus broke for them. Such a food satisfied all those in the field, and 12 basketful of pieces were left over. Speaking of the miracle, certain people say that the crowd at the field actually had the lunch they brought themselves. When seeing a boy was taking his lunchbox out and embarrassed, people at the field also took their lunchbox and shared them with each other. This is what disparages Jesus and arrogant. If people brought their food enough to satisfy themselves, Jesus and the disciples would have not discussed in the first place. As Jesus mentions this later again, it will make Jesus a liar. Jesus did not feed the people with 5 loaves and the 2 fish simply to take care of their hunger. Then why? Let me read the verse 16 and 17 again. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke them. Then he gave them to the disciples to distribute to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. This is very familiar to those from the early church. It is so to us as well. It's the Last Supper. Jesus had the Last Supper with his disciples before being arrested. This was testified in Luke chapter 22, verses 19 and 20 as follows. And he took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." The true meaning of take, have, give, and give thanks that were used in the sentence is the same. The miracle of the 5 loaves and 2 fish is not simply to address the hunger of the people, but to have the communion. So the book of John shares what other gospels do not. John chapter 6, verses 4 and 5 testify as follows. The Jewish Passover festival is near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" Jesus said that the Passover was near to feed 5,000 people with the 5 loaves and 2 fish. This part is unnecessary to make the context sound more natural. But John intentionally revealed that the Passover was near. There are four Gospels written about the life of Jesus in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, and Luke among them are called Synoptic Gospels, meaning the three Gospels have one same perspective. In the meantime, John is called as the fourth Gospel. It was written at the end. John has different view from the other Gospels because it wasn't necessary as long as there were the others. One of the greatest contributions that John made is that it lets us know how long the public life of Jesus was, unlike the other Gospels. We all know the public life of Jesus was for 3 years only through John. Each synoptic gospel mentions only once that Jesus went up to the Jerusalem temple during his public life. So the public life seemed to proceed fast, as if it happened for only 1 year. There were no press or broadcasting at the time, and there was no internet helping what happened go viral simultaneously. It feels even strange how fast things could go on from when Jesus received full support from people to when he was hated and abandoned by Pharisees, chief priests, and other Jews until being sentenced to death penalty. In contrast, the book of John testifies that Jesus came up to the temple three times in chapter 2, 7, and 18, which tells us that the public life of Jesus lasted for 3 years. The time when Jesus fed 5,000 people with the 5 loaves and 2 fish was near the second Passover in his public life. That John wrote Passover was near tells us the time when the book of John was written. But that was never the only purpose. Jesus died as the Lamb of Passover. So the miracle of 5 loaves and 2 fish is not just giving bread and fish away, but it stands for that Jesus took and broke himself for the people. Also, the book of John mainly uses the word sign rather than a miracle or wonder. The word miracle or wonder focuses on the incident itself, while the sign puts more emphasis on the meaning. John calls all the incidents a sign, such as wine turned from water in chapter 2, a son of king's servant cured from illness in chapter 4, and the 5 loaves and 2 fish. For some reason, every big and small happening in our lives of faith is a sign. If we fail to correctly understand the meaning, such a miraculous event could just pass by without making our life renewed or our faith more mature. For instance, a doctor could say there is nothing to do when a patient had a serious disease or rare cases. But still, there's a chance that the patient could completely be cured. In addition, there's a possibility that you can be alive and well without a single cut, even in a serious earthquake or other accident. That is when we can confess that God loved and protected us. After experiencing such an event, however, we could, by any chance, make our own decision that simple prayers would save us from a terminal a rare disease. And next time again, this way it'll save me. Or we could think that faithfulness and service would save us from big accidents. By doing so, we would judge and punish those who died of an illness or accident at an unexpected time. Moreover, it will show that we don't have faith in the kingdom of God. That is why the book of John describes the meaning of the event afterwards in detail, because the meaning is way more important than the miracle itself. When watching that the 5 loaves and 2 fish satisfied 5,000 people and left 12 basketfuls of bread and fish, people thought that such a man would be able to take care of them in their daily lives. So they tried to have Jesus as their king. But Jesus did not intend to be a king of the world and escaped to a mountain. Later, Jesus told the disciples about the meaning of the 5 loaves and 2 fish as follows in John chapter 6, verses from 32 to 36. Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe." Through this event before Passover, what Jesus gave away was himself, not the bread and fish. That is why Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Are you not spiritually hungry even after coming toward God and worship? Are you not spiritually thirsty even when doing service harder than any others? Or do you not know at all? Then let us be honest and look back at ourselves. If we are faithful enough to worship God or just feel comfortable by just attending church, if we consider the Word of God the food and highest value, or if we make worldly views the highest value, today is the Sunday of Passion. When you have to feed 5,000 men, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish would mean nothing. But it becomes different once taken care of by Jesus. The bread is Jesus himself in a form of bread of everlasting life. Jesus took and broke himself and made us not to be hungry. We were like those in the empty field. We did not know who Jesus was. We didn't know if our soul feels the pain spiritually. We didn't know if the eternal life was needed. We just thought that it would be okay when everybody lives and dies well on the earth. So through this event, we see the shadow of the cross where Jesus took and broke his own flesh. We need to have the pieces so that we can never become hungry and be renewed, know God and call God as our Father. To this end, God shared his body and shed blood on the cross. Let us be those who eat and drink the bread and water of life at home, school, and work where God planted us with all his heart and soul. Let us forget that the worldly value of bread and water would make us shine. That is a mistake. Our life can never be filled up. The mouth of desires and vanity is always open. God will fill our life only when filling our life with God. The everlasting ocean of life. No matter how big and small event fills our life, as long as we eat and drink God, not worldly values, the places of living where God planted us with all his heart and soul will become the starting point of resurrection. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to remember the meaning of the bread that those in the field had. We give thanks for making us realize that the bread was Jesus himself. We confess that we are all the same with the disciples focusing only on the bread. We were keen to know how to take more bread and bigger bread during the past years and busy to take the bread. However, we were not satisfied and still hungry. But we pretended to be full in front of the others. On this Sunday of Passion, help us remember that there is no one than Jesus Christ who took and broke his own body. Help us to abandon the desire to stand out in the world by having the bread with worldly view and take joy in the grace of God by which our life is filled with God, so that our life becomes the communion every day and the place where you planted us with all your heart and soul, become the starting point to spread the dawn of resurrected hope. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.